All right, hi, I'm Poyo, and I want to talk to you about spam. I work on a program called IMAP Spam Be Gone, ISBG. And the idea behind ISBG is that sometimes you have a mailbox somewhere, and you don't control it. So your ISP runs a mailbox that you like, you're in a company, and they run a mailbox for you, and you don't have control over it. And their spam filter is really bad. So you don't have control over the spam, and you're receiving all the spam that you don't want. Well, ISBG fixes that. What it does is that you run your own spam assassin server, and you're connecting through IMAP to that mailbox and filtering your spam locally with your own spam assassin server, and then classifying that spam through IMAP. So it's a Python script that was written 10 years ago, and then it's evolved. I've been maintaining this for maybe 3 or 4 years now, and I have a live demo of it working here. So we're just going to wait for this to go away. No? It will. Okay. So you can see here I'm running ISBG with the delete and expunge IMAP flags. So we're telling that we want to delete the spam and expunge it. So these are two common IMAP filters. And then I'm passing it to the IMAP host I'm using. I'm saying this is my IMAP, well, this is my mailbox. This is my username for this. I'm using this for tests mainly. Then telling it where the inbox is, where the spam box is, and telling it to run in verbose mode. So it runs. And since it's in verbose, it's going to tell us a bunch of stuff that you normally won't see. So it starts, and it's starting to tell you it looks for IMAP IDs of these messages to keep track of them. So there's a track file that keeps track of all the emails it's seen, so it doesn't run again and again and again on the same messages. And then you can see it's fetching this message. So this one is at the 1,092, and then it gives a score for it. This is a spam assassin score based on a Bayesian filter. So it goes through a bunch of them. By default, ISBG runs in batches of 50, so you can change that, but it's nice. You run a cron job, and it runs like each 5 minutes and checks for all the 50 messages it hasn't seen. And see, we've just discovered a spam here, oops, with a score of 101 on 5. So this is my own spam assassin server with the own filters I've set, and yeah, it's giving it spam. And it's going to continue like this for a while, looking through various emails, and at the end, it expunges all the spam it's found. Oops, let's go back to this. So it expunges all the spam it's found. It tells you we found 8 spams and 50 messages, and then it logs out. So that's basically it. It's ISBG. It's on GitHub and it's on PyPy. Sadly, it's not in Debian yet. Maybe one day it will. But that's it. Yeah. ISBG. My best time be gone. I don't know if there's other persons. Yeah. Yeah.
I know it when I see it.
Oh, I don't see anything.
It should be on the main monitor in the front.
Oh, there's nothing. Okay.
So if it shows there, yeah, it needs to be plugged.
Ah. Yes.
So I don't mess around and just move the windows to the other screen and hope that works. So what I want to show is something that happened. Oh yeah. I'm Matthias Klump. I am mostly the upstream maintainer, so upstream is a metadata format for software components. And yeah, I work on GNOME and KDE stuff and yeah, a bunch of other things. And yesterday, I actually read a bug report from someone who complained that in the GNOME Software Center, the fonts weren't actually showing in the right language. So some fonts that were in Indian script were just showing with Latin letters and therefore looking ugly, so I fixed that bug. And meanwhile, Ian Lane was looking at my shoulder and saw that every single font rendering had the standard pangram, a quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, which is a demo text that shows all the letters in the English alphabet to the users so they can evaluate whether the font is great or not. So, and this is quite boring, so he asked whether it was possible to just have more pangrams. So I just last night implemented a pangram randomizer, which will select a different pangram depending on the font family that's going to be displayed. And it's, yeah, it's deterministic in that it always uses the same pangram for the same font family name, but it's also, okay. Yeah, so it's deterministic in the way that it uses the same pangram for the same font family all the time, but it uses a different pangram per font family. And I would love to actually show that. So this is GNOME Software. This is the font selection dialog. And yeah, and these are all the fonts you can select. And in theory, if you click on one of those, you should see that's loud. So unfortunately, when trying to test this, we discovered another bug in GNOME Software, which for some odd reason doesn't happen when you run GNOME Software on KDE, which due to the time constraint, I couldn't actually do right now. So instead, I will just to quickly show you some results, show you the pages on the upstream generator web pages, if this thing lets me. So this is the font selection page. It shows you basically all the metadata that the upstream generator extracts from the fonts, which is their which is like generated screenshots, but also all the languages that that the font supports. And now it will generate text like these, which contain all the letters that the English alphabet has, but with different sentences, instead of like having the quick brown fox show up all the time. Okay, so and soon, as soon as we fix that bug in GNOME Software, you can also see those in GNOME Software itself. And yeah, that's basically it. A quick hack that happened yesterday with a few beer. So yeah.
Hooray, and that gets us in right at 1720. So thank you very much. There will be further sessions of live demos on, there will be one further session of live demos on Friday, and lightning talks will happen on Thursday. And this session only, if you have questions of the speakers, please address them directly. Thank you.